You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A moment on Capitol Hill went viral this week, prompted by Madison's congressman. He questioned Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy about his views on vaccines during a hearing with the House Appropriations Committee. Lisa Hale has that story.
Wisconsin's 2nd District Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan asked Kennedy if he had a child today, whether he would vaccinate that child against measles. His answer?
For measles, probably for measles. What I would say is my opinions about vaccines are irrelevant.
The exchange came amid ongoing but waning measles outbreaks in the United States. The head of Health and Human Services in President Trump's administration also said,
I don't think people should be taking advice, medical advice right from me.
As HHS Secretary, Kennedy's job is to protect the health of Americans and manage various agencies such as the CDC and the FDA.
And work has paused on the Republicans' biggest priority in the state budget, tax cuts. That can put a hold on the rest of the planning, too. Speaker Robin Voss says Republicans have agreed to Governor Tony Evers' request to put a tax cut in the budget instead of making it its own standalone bill. Staff members from both sides of the aisle have met, but now Voss says they want to meet directly with Evers. He added they don't want to flesh out the rest of the state budget until they have these tax cuts figured out and know how much there is to spend. The Wisconsin judge charged for allegedly trying to help an undocumented immigrant evade ICE officers has pleaded not guilty. Hannah Dugan faces two charges for reportedly allowing a defendant out a different door. She pleaded not guilty to both charges in court yesterday. Her lawyers have filed paperwork seeking to have the whole case dismissed. They claim she's immune from prosecution when performing her official duties. On top of that, they argue her charges are unconstitutional and violate the 10th Amendment. She'll next be in court in July. Meanwhile, rulings are likely coming in some of the most high-profile cases in front of Wisconsin Supreme Court. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is set to end her 30th year in the court next month, and that means the court will have to deliver opinions in a number of cases. That includes a full ruling on Wisconsin's current abortion laws, rulings on Wisconsin Act 10, which restricts collective bargaining for public unions, a ruling on WIAA actions against student-athletes, and a ruling on PFAS regulations. There's also a challenge from Governor Tony Evers against the legislative committee that handles how state agencies are allowed to create rules, which has consistently blocked actions by Evers' office. Bradley's last day is June 30th.
And it's a big weekend for the Madison Public Library. Tomorrow is basically the library's 150th birthday party. There's a parade with marching bands, speakers, tours, story time, all at the central location. There are other celebrations throughout the month at the 8 other libraries across the city. And another sign that summer is coming, art is back on the roof of Monona Terrace. The yearly Art on the Terrace exhibition started in 2014 as a way to showcase sculptures outdoors. This year, there are 5 sculptures. They'll be on display through October. And it doesn't get much more Wisconsin than this. Good luck to the players in this year's World Euchre Championships. They're this weekend in New Glarus. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers back from their road trip host the Minnesota Twins tonight in Milwaukee. Chad Patrick on the mound for the crew against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers coming off that much-needed 9-5 win Wednesday in Cleveland. Better defense, better pitching, and driving in runners in scoring position. Christian Yelich.
You know, that's what we got to do if we want to be a good team. I think it's shown up at times this year. It just hasn't shown up consistently or as consistently as we would like. But, you just got to keep striving to get there and have it all click.
NFL Packers offseason practices continue in Green Bay without defensive back Jair Alexander. His position coach, Derek Ansley, asked, does he still keep in contact with Jair?
Every day. Every day we have, you know, contact every morning. I send them a positive quote. Sometimes it's a scripture. Sometimes it's just something that, you know, somebody sends me and I forward it to him. But, yeah, we have contact every morning.
That's Packers secondary coach Derek Ansley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. First it was HBO, then it was HBO Max. Then it was just Max, and now it's going back to HBO Max. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery has decided that HBO is a respected brand that they should put back to help drive subscribers. Yes, by all means, lose the most respected part of the streaming title, the part that brought you Game of Thrones, True Detective, and White Lotus, and Last Week Tonight. Not sure they really lose anything if they drop Max. Snoop Dogg, or Snoop-a-loop to Will Ferrell, is putting out new material inspired by the backlash of his performance at the inauguration of the president. The rapper said he lost 500,000 Instagram followers and took a lot of heat for his decision, but said he appeared not to endorse the president, but from a deal he made with a business partner in order to bring resources to the hood. The music mogul said he does not represent the Republican Party. He does not represent the Democratic Party. He represents the gangster party. I guess it was a perfect fit then. Sorry, couldn't resist. The new season of Emily in Paris is getting a star power injection. Minnie Driver has agreed to join the show for the upcoming season, its fifth. Driver's credits include Gross Point Blank and Good Will Hunting, for which she was Oscar nominated. Driver joins Lily Collins, who plays the title character. Production is currently underway in Rome for the popular Netflix show. There is no release info yet on the dropping of season 5. Actress Scarlett Johansson is planning retaliation, and it has nothing to do with her Marvel character. Johansson was the victim of a joke on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update last year, thanks to her husband, Colin Jost's co-anchor, Michael Chi. Chi made a joke about Johansson's private parts, which shocked her as cameras caught her reaction backstage. Johansson told Vanity Fair that she was expecting a joke involving that region of the body, but was still blown away and said the joke was old school gross. Asleep with one eye open, Michael Chi. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers or an isolated thundershower later this afternoon. Our high in the upper 70s today. Tonight, still breezy with a low down to around 50 tomorrow. Wind will gradually die down with clearing in the afternoon and a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.